show us everything you've got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
Paul Stanley, an original member of the rock group Kiss, was born on this date in 1952. Decked out in outrageously flamboyant costumes and makeup, the band fashioned a captivating stage show featuring dry ice, smoke bombs, elaborate lighting, blood spitting, and fire breathing that captured the imaginations of thousands of kids in the 70s. The group's music was a sound that laid the groundwork for both arena rock and the pop metal that dominated rock in the late 80s. Kiss released its self-titled debut in February of 1974. It peaked at number 87 on the U.S. charts. By April of the following year, the group had released three albums and had toured constantly, building up a sizable fan base. Alive, released in the fall of 1975, made the band rock and roll superstars. It climbed into the top 10, and its accompanying single, Rock and Roll All Night, made it to number 12. Their follow-up, Destroyer, was released in March of 1976 and became the group's first platinum album. It also featured their top 10 single, the power ballad, Beth. Dynasty, released in 1979, continued their streak of platinum albums, yet it was their last recorded with the original lineup. Over the next few years, Kiss had a rotating lineup, but continued to produce albums. Sensing it was time for a change, Kiss dispensed with their makeup for 1983's Lick It Up. The publicity worked as the album became their first platinum record in 4 years. For the rest of the decade, Kiss turned out a series of best-selling albums, culminating in the early 1990 hit ballad Forever. In 1996, the original lineup of Kiss reunited to perform an international tour, complete with their notorious makeup and special effects. The quartet announced in the spring of 2000 that they would be launching a U.S. farewell tour in the summer, which became one of the year's top concert draws. However, the band kept touring the globe with no new album in stores, but in 2008, they returned to the studio and re-recorded their hits. The release was exclusive to Japan until a year later, when it became a bonus disc for the band's first studio album in 11 years, called Sonic Boom. The 15 Club in Little Rock offered a presentation still fondly remembered for its title, The Human Mind, Its Cause and Prevention, on this date in 1938. For more than 100 years, the 15 members of the group have met 15 times a year for dinner and discussion. Since 1904, more than 100 prominent citizens of Pulaski County have been part of the select organization. The constitution of the club states that its objective shall be social intercourse and the discussion of literary, scientific, historical, political, and all current topics. The minutes of the first meeting elaborate that its sessions are cultured but not too cultured, literary but not too literary, political but not too political, scientific but not too scientific, funny but not too funny, serious but not too serious. On this date in 1981, Iran released 52 Americans held hostage for 444 days, just minutes after the presidency had passed from Jimmy Carter to Ronald Reagan. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.